Day two. We'll be reading Exodus 1 through 5 today.
Yeah, so I love how this, and of course, hopefully people are going to continue after this to be like, I want to know more.
Yeah.
Because it's not like we go from Abraham straight here to where we're 400 right. some years later
yeah,
in
Egypt. Yeah,
I was
going to say, it's been about 400 years since Genesis.
But yeah,
ended.
So but what we saw with Abraham is a key signpost in the story is that God said, I have a plan for redemption. It starts with Abraham. I'm going to make you a nation. And he shows his grace through this substitution with Isaiah and the sacrifice. And God in Exodus, we find 400 some years later, his people now are numerous, right? It's not just Abraham, but it's hundreds of thousands of people that are making up this community.
Mm-hmm.
And they're stuck in slavery. God actually protected yeah. them. He protects them in Egypt when they're small, and as they grow in numbers, they are still protected. They're in bondage, like Egypt is over them, but God has still protected them by keeping them safe from other invaders or other armies by making them Egypt's possession now.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a point where Egypt is being cruel and God says, enough is enough. I'm ready to now take you and establish you as my special nation. And to do that, he has to use a man named Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all know the story, right? Pharaoh says, kill the babies because there's too many male Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Moses's mother is faithful and doesn't want to kill him and puts him in a basket and says, okay, God, I'm trusting you. She floats him down the Nile. God orchestrates this great thing
mm-hmm.
where Pharaoh's daughter ends up finding and raising. And so
yeah.
Moses gets the first class education.
Yeah. I always wondered how that worked. You know, he grows
training.
Up in Pharaoh's house, mm-hmm. but he knows Hebrew. So yeah, that's always
yeah.
interesting.
He knows if you've seen the movie, the newish Ten Commandments movie, the Exodus, you would think, oh, it's a surprise to him. He doesn't know. But
yeah.
no, of course he knows.
Yeah.
And so he does. And he knows that at least he has an inkling, we read, that God wants to use him to free his people,
mm-hmm.
to take them out of bondage. But Moses jumps the gun, and he ends up killing, and that's not what God called him to
right.
do. So it's like he has to go then
so he
be
flees.
Trained
yeah.
up. God uses that 40 years. Sometimes I think I wish God would move faster in my
mm-hmm.
life, but God causes him to wait 40 years in the wilderness, so that he will kind of learn what his role is and he'll figure it out. And then God comes to him, right? He gets married. He has children. He kind of forgets to a degree about living an Israelite life. And then God comes to him and says, hey, no, I'm not done with you. He speaks to him through this burning bush and he gives him the assignment. And Moses doesn't want it. Right. If you've never read this before and you just kind of know about Moses, you might think Moses is this tough, gung-ho dude.
No,
Moses didn't want any part of this. You know, mm-hmm. he kept trying to talk God out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go. I'm not smart enough. I can't
mm-hmm.
talk well enough. I can't do these things. And but this is where God just really establishes mm-hmm. himself firm. And what's cool about this,
God
too,
is so patient.
He is so patient. Right. And every issue that Moses has, God doesn't. He's like, yeah, I took care of that. Yep, I took care of that. Remember, I got you trained up in the palace. Remember, you know Egypt. You know the ins and outs. Oh, I'm sending Aaron to speak for you, and I'm doing all of this. And yeah, God clearly takes care of it. And this is where God tells us who he is.
Mm-hmm.
This is where God gives us his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I am
mm-hmm.
Yahweh. And so we use the name Yahweh, which is I am in Hebrew, is where that comes from. We're okay saying it, right? We're not scared, but the Jews wouldn't even say the name
mm-hmm.
for fear that they would be blaspheming God. And so it's a big deal for God to say this, tell them Yahweh sent you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my name. Because he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and on the way to Egypt, God wants to kill Moses.
Well, so,
we
so here's, I know that is a weird thing, right? So you're in chapter, four there. Where
this is like one of my favorite stories too.
They're going
weird.
And God sends Moses. And so like, yeah, they're all in and he's going to go and he's going to speak to Pharaoh and free the people and all of this. And God's orchestrated all of it. But then on the way, God sends an angel to actually kill Moses in his tent.
Well, and it's just, it's thrown in there. At a lodging place on the way, the Lord met Moses and was about to kill him. Okay. Yeah.
So here's what that's about. And there's some we know and there's some that mm-hmm. we speculate. We know that that's about God's holiness.
Mm-hmm.
The covenant of circumcision was a sign, right, that, hey, I am putting everything on the table for God.
Mm-hmm.
I am part of his community. I belong to him. And it was a sign of holiness, right? So when Moses refused to circumcise his son,
yeah,
he was somehow demonstrating,
yeah,
I'm not submitting fully
to God. It's
a
violation of the covenant.
Right.
Yeah.
And so God basically is saying, you are not going to lead my people if you're not mm-hmm. going to follow me fully.
Yeah.
And so this is a moment where it's basically
his wife to the rescue.
You're either in or you're out.
Yeah.
And here's where, and so that's what we know. And then his wife, and the speculation is that God had told Moses, hey, consecrate yourself, get yourself ready, get your family ready, get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses refused. The reason we can speculate that is because as soon as she sees the angel, what does she do? She grabs the flint knife. She circumcises her son. She tosses the foreskin at the feet of Moses.
Yes.
It's kind of this, we're in, we're sorry.
Yeah.
Right? Well, they must have talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So for that to be her response means she and Moses must have had the discussion. Again, I'm speculating
mm-hmm.
because the Bible doesn't say this.
Sure.
But I'm wondering if she was the one that refused.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Right? Where, mm-hmm. where God has said, Moses, do this.
Mm-hmm.
And she says no, because she's the one that knows exactly what's at stake and she mm-hmm. knows exactly what has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Moses is sleeping. This isn't his chance to have one last chance to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that steps in and does this. So mm-hmm. Who knows, right?
Right.
Like, that's all speculation,
yep.
But I know it's weird. You're like, God calls Moses and then God's going to kill
yeah.
Moses. What God's demonstrating to us right there is, hey, my holiness matters.
Yep.
And it matters a lot. And I will not sacrifice my holiness at the altar of convenience, right? Like, yes, it would be inconvenient if I had to start over and find a new baby and train up a new baby into a man and get him ready to go free my people. I'm ready to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses, if it ain't you, I'll get somebody else because mm-hmm. I will not sacrifice my holiness because this is easier. And so luckily, that works. And then we see Moses isn't well received. Pharaoh doesn't take well mm-hmm. To this idea that Moses is here to free the people. He
yeah.
likes his slaves.
Yeah.
And we don't read this, but then we get into the plagues and all of these things where God just shows his power and the people leave. And so we'll see how that plays out tomorrow.